like a fucking. It's always like a trickaroo contest. Like it's fucking. It's amazing how the tables turn so many fucking times in the final fight of each.
These two kids that don't want to admit losing, and every time they pull out, it's like, well, my character can do X and X thing, and then, well, yeah. Mine can counter with such, but it's just fun to see.
I mean, and you'll see, like, especially in the part four final fight, it's a fucking clusterfuck of shenanigans, and I fucking love it. It's like he is trying to think of everything that could fucking go down in this fight, and it's a really cool way of handling it. I mean, Absolutely. Same thing with, like, the end of part three, where fucking, like, Jotaro will fucking die if he does not think outside the box. Like, if is fucking, it's that kind of shit that's cool, because they're dealing with people who have absolutely bullshit stands, and they need to fucking think like
they
that.
They need to get crazy with it.
Yeah, so I think it's cool, and I'm actually kind of fine with Giorno being like such a like a perfect kind of character, because he's technically fucking Dio's kid. Like, damn, he better be fucking perfect.
Exactly.
I mean, when he brought out the Muda 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 when he was beating the shit out of Green Day, like that was awesome.
The seven pages, I mean, that's another one of those like iconic fucking scenes, and they definitely did it justice in the anime. That's for fucking damn sure.
Like, yeah, they let it go on. Like, it was good.
They let it go on with, like, that shit was fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, when you, like, the actor sold it when he starts screaming.
Let's it out.
I mean, because it's, like, the full emotion of wanting to beat the shit out of somebody you know is a genuine fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
So, and I really like that. Like, even his delivery, like, before he beats the shit out of him.
Yeah, it's like you can feel really how much he wants to just kick the piss out of this guy.
Yeah, because, I mean, Giorno, like, says it, like, did you really think I was going to let a piece of shit like you go? Like no fucking way. Like, you're... Yeah, his voice actor is really good. His voice actor is really fucking good. It's like a very good fit for the role, because like Giorno's like kind of like a like I want to say maybe not the most polite JoJo, but he definitely has like an etiquette that the others don't have, which is really nice.
He's very dignified.
It fits, yeah. Autistically cool, like
yeah.
Because you know, he becomes kind of like a fucking like godfather. The Sakamoto. Like, that's so awesome.
Yeah,
takes over the mob.
Cool. Fucking, I'm glad Mista survived. Thought his whole stand and his whole fucking.
Oh, okay. Speaking of which,
his whole thing is so fucking cool, dude.
Here, this could be a decent final topic, so we can go fucking sleep. What, out of anything in any part, what is your favorite stand?
Fuck me. Oh my god.
We're way up to part five, so...
That's a lot, man. That's a lot to sort through.
I know. I've been thinking...